Big news this week on Iowa's high-tech landscape. Facebook and Google investing big time in new facilities. What does it mean in terms of jobs? And what makes Iowa an attractive place for high-tech? This is River to River from Iowa Public Radio News. I'm Ben Kiefer. This week, the social networking site Facebook announced plans to build a $1.5 billion data center in the Iowa town of Altoona. On the same day, Google announced a $400 million expansion to its data facility in Council Bluffs. This hour, we'll look at what those investments mean and take a look at Iowa's growing high-tech industry. Join our conversation after this news. This is River to River from Iowa Public Radio News. I'm Ben Kiefer. Big news this week on Iowa's high-tech landscape. Facebook and Google investing big time in new facilities in the state. What does it mean in terms of jobs, though? And what makes Iowa an attractive place for high-tech anyway? Questions we want to look at this hour. Among others, this week, the social networking site Facebook announced plans to build a $1.5 billion, yes, that's billion with a B, billion-dollar data center in the Iowa town of Altoona. On that same day, it was Tuesday, Google announced a $400 million expansion to its data facility in Council Bluffs. Joining me this first half hour to talk about it, Skip Conkling is the mayor of Altoona. He's in our Des Moines studio. Mayor Conkling, welcome to our program.
Good afternoon, and thank you for having me.
Very good to have you, sir. Brian Waller with us as well in our Des Moines studio. He's the manager of business development for the Iowa Economic Development Authority. Brian Waller, welcome to you.
Thanks, Ben. Great to be here.
Let's start with you, Skip. We're all dying to hear the story of how Altoona landed this $1.5 billion big fish. What's the big fish story here?
Well, we don't have 2 or 3 hours to go through the details.
Okay.
But, it all started with the Greater Des Moines Partnership. They get inquiries as to available land in that, and we're looking for sites that would accommodate a facility such as this. They contacted the city staff, City of Altoona, and the staff of the East Polk Regional Development to see if we had a site that might fit this need. We went through, and we did have a site. Now it's filled for this facility. It was private property. It was owned by Hubble Realty. And so we pursued it from there. Didn't know who they were. In fact, I wasn't 100% sure of anything until Monday night when they asked me to host the press conference.
Mm-hmm. And these first nibbles were how long ago?
Oh, my. Nearly 18 months. If you go back to Thanksgiving last year, it was a Thanksgiving in 2011. So it's been quite a while.
Okay. And then you really didn't know this was Facebook until when?
Oh, you hear the rumors. It was broke on television news on Friday of last week. And I'm sitting here. We did sign confidentiality agreements. So even though we didn't know who they were, they assumed a name of Siculus. And working with them through the project, that's what it was called, Project Catapult. And everybody comes back, well, when did you know? And like I said, for sure, Monday evening when they asked me to host the press conference on Tuesday.
Okay, have you been walking around town? I would assume you could be strutting around town with this news. What has been the reaction?
My citizens and my staff in City Hall are just elated.
I bet.
Take this kind of a development that comes in, it's quality, it's clean. Really, for what it is and the size that it is, it's not going to put a lot of stress on my infrastructure. Yes, we provide a lot of water and sewer for this facility. But, with the police and the fire department, it's built like Fort Knox, I believe. So there's probably not a whole lot of coverage that we need to worry about, but we do provide it as needed.
Okay. Brian Waller, perhaps you can fill us in on what this center will exactly be. It's a data center. What functions of Facebook, the Facebook empire, will be performed there in Altoona?
Well, due to, cloud-based computing and more businesses going to cloud-based computing, more data centers are needed for these companies to support that. And typically in the Pacific Northwest, there's a lot of data centers due to hydropower. And so it is very good for a company like Facebook to diversify their portfolio per se in where you locate your data centers. So due to natural disasters and things like that. And so the Midwest is really a perfect ground to have data centers pop up due to reliable, low-cost power. And so really it'll be just doing the same function that they use in their Pacific Northwest data centers and all over the country, but just a little more infrastructure and a little more support to their ever-growing database and cloud computing usage.
Mm-hmm. I heard both you and Mayor Conkling mention power, electricity. This is a major factor, low-cost power, because these data centers suck in energy like you wouldn't believe, right?
That's right. And I think when companies like a Facebook, they are looking out beyond over the country. They have specifications for what they're looking for. They're looking for X number of megawatts outage, what sort of low cost and reliable power can be able to be utilized. And so you really kind of weed out a lot of places around the country that can't fit that. And so it just so happened Altoona was a perfect qualifications and met their specifications. But by far, you know, folks like Mid-American Energy really step up and are great partners in this process, because you're right, they do use a lot of power.
Do they have to, because of a single facility like this, does Mid-American perhaps have to up their output?
You know, Ben, I don't think I can answer that
okay.
for certain, but I'm not really sure about that. Maybe the mayor can answer that.
Mayor Conkling.
I cannot speak on behalf of Mid-America Energy, but I will tell you there's a power station within a half a mile of this site, and I'm told that it can provide the energy needs for them now and in the future.
I wonder which one of you could give me a picture of this $1.5 billion facility. What if you can describe it, because $1.5 billion buys you a lot of something. What is that something we're going to be seeing built in Altoona?
Well, let's start out with today. And they're going to build three buildings total on this site over the next few years. But the first building being 470,000 square feet plus or minus, $300 to $400 million in valuation, if you will. Plus concrete, plus all, plus. But let's start with that. These facilities are built, to my knowledge, like a fort. They're really secure. They're built to withstand severe tornadoes, severe winds. You know what? It's just going to be – and the pictures are available to people.
Mm-hmm. Where can people go? Can you give us a hint?
I don't know at this
okay.
point where to go.
Okay.
I know if you go to the three networks coverage of TV in Des Moines.
Okay.
I was looking at it this morning. I recharged my ego a little bit.
Okay. Well, you know what? We're going to put some pictures on iowapublicradio.org when we post this very show. I wonder if a company like Facebook interested in green and sustainable technology in their buildings?
Well, I know in the Council Bluffs area, Google is looking into the power of wind in the state of Iowa and being an attractive source of power. So I think companies like that are always – obviously they're cutting-edge technology companies. So I think they are looking at the future and seeing the infrastructure here in the state of Iowa for the usage of alternative energy mm-hmm. like wind. So
I wonder if that's part of the decision, Brian, because any company, and especially a company like Facebook or Google, wants to brand itself to clean energy. Was that part of the decision? Because Iowa is a wind energy leader.
You know, I don't think – I was not involved in the negotiations of this. So maybe the mayor can speak to that. But, you know, I can't help but think that, you know, the infrastructure, the forward-thinking, progressive state that we are in looking at alternative energy and Northwest Iowa, all the infrastructure for wind there, I mean, I think that is an attractive opportunity for them to be involved in the state of Iowa, and something that they look that we are building for the future, and that's something that we can provide for them.
Skip Conkling, anything to say about that as far as the green and sustainable technology?
Absolutely. I'm told that the facilities that they have built in Oregon and forgive me, I can't remember if it's North Carolina, but it's a southern state, are 38% more efficient, use 38% less power and water and everything in utilities than a comparable facility would be if it's already been built. So you have that. Wind energy, I've also been involved with the governor's programs for wind energy, and I will tell you that we do generate 25% of the energy available in Iowa And we just have to work a little bit about being able to move it from one place to the other.
If you just joined us, Skip Conkling, my guest this half hour, mayor of Altoona, Iowa, Brian Waller, manager of business development for the Iowa Economic Development Authority. Facebook announcing plans earlier this week to build a $1.5 billion data center in the town of Altoona. Mayor Conkling, what part did the tax incentives and then to you also, Brian, play in luring and catching this big fish?
This has been an enduring process, 15, 18 months of going through this. We already in Altoona, and most cities do have a tax rebate program. It's called TIF. Sometimes we take a little heat for it, but myself and my city administrators and my planners, we go out to sites and we look at them, and we really have the choice of getting in the game because this is, you know, it's sad, but that's what everybody does. If nobody did it, we wouldn't have to give it to them. But to get these companies, we have to grant them tax relief. The state did the same thing with sales tax relief and so on and so forth. But do you want it to be a cornfield 10, 15, 20 years from now that we're looking at, or do you want something in there that in that time would pay back? I'm going to insert this to you that I talked to my city clerk, and the valuation for the whole city of Altoona is about $1.2 billion. Now, don't hold me to that exact number.
$1.2 billion in tax incentives.
No. The total taxable value for the city of Altoona.
Okay.
And if you take $1.3, $1.4 billion taxable value on top of that, that's the same tax base that the city enjoys at this time. So in the future, they're going to be buying sewer and water from us. They're not going to be putting a burden on, as I said, putting a burden on us. It's just going to be a great addition. And in 20 years, I hope I'm around to see it. But when that hits the tax rolls, I'm sure that as an elected official, we could find a way to spend it. but having said that, just think of what that's going to do for our city and state and county.
Brian Waller, can you fill us in with some numbers about the taxes that will be coming, that were the incentive there, and when taxes will also be realized? Is it in 10, 20 years?
Sure. You know, it's no secret that the culture right now from every state is being very competitive. And like the mayor said, you know, to be competitive, you've got to offer those sort of tax incentives. And I found it interesting in kind of doing some research before this afternoon that the state of Iowa has passed data center legislation back in 2008. And it's no secret, it's been widely reported that Nebraska was competing with Iowa for this project. And the state of Nebraska passed mirroring data center legislation as the state of Iowa to compete for this. They bought land to compete for this. So it was a highly competitive situation. And on our end, we have Facebook down. They're on the hook to create 31 jobs. And you think about 31 jobs, that is an average around $23 an hour per job. So those are
31 jobs. But if you say $1.5 billion facility, 31 jobs seems like a drop.
It does. And, you know, in talking to the mayor, too, he can speak to the indirect jobs. The mayor is born and raised from Altoona. He's is been involved since for a very long time. He can talk about the indirect jobs that mm-hmm. are associated with this.
Okay. Mayor Conkling, talk about that. What will be associated with this in terms of jobs, these 31 jobs in this facility?
The 31 jobs are actually operational when the facility's all done and everybody goes home. I'm told that in Oregon, where it's a new facility, still has about 2,000 workers working on that facility constantly. I don't know how old it is. I really don't. So I would assume a year, maybe 2 years. But if you take that, work from the 31 that are going to be in the facility, but let's go to the people that are going to be building this and working this. They're going to be coming to Altoona. They're going to be staying in Altoona. You know, we're part of a region in Altoona. We're not an island by ourselves, and we certainly offer a lot of entertainment venues, our library and our facilities. But also, they're going to be staying in Altoona. They're going to be eating in Altoona. Mm-hmm. There's just the side effects of this are just overwhelming to me.
Are there other high-tech or technology companies in Altoona right now that the family will be joining?
Yes, we have a small data center on the east part of Altoona, and then we have Inceva data center that is building directly across the road from Facebook's location. They serve individual companies, And they build not a 470,000 square foot building, but I believe it's a 40,000 square foot building. And they store and back up different businesses with the data. When they get the building full, three or four customers, they'll build another building. They have room for four buildings there. So, yes, we do have technology in Altoona, and this will be a real scream.
So these 31 jobs, are they, what, technicians and some managers maybe?
You know, I really can't speak to that. That's Facebook's point to address. I'm just thinking that it's going to be well-educated, probably more than 31, but I don't know that. But it's going to be well-educated, technologically savvy individuals. And so I would anticipate that their projected wage is probably projected to be low, because I anticipate that it'll be considerably more than that.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk a little bit, Brian Waller, if you could tell me about Iowa as a place for high-tech, for data management. It appears as if Iowa's relatively suddenly become a hot place for data management. Is that true?
It is very true. And it's, you know, there's so much momentum right now in the technology industry in Iowa. You have a government that's really focused on supporting a culture of innovation. You have a great startup tech community. And so you talk about Facebook and Google, they get all the headlines. But there are a lot of great startup technology companies, entrepreneurial. It's a young creative class talent movement going on in the state. Companies like Dwolla here in Des Moines, Banno, you have Web Filings up in Ames. They all have a national view and national recognition, not only just within the state. So you have a lot of this momentum. And the bigger impact I see from this Facebook project is the reputation of Iowa. It is you know, reaffirming the reputation of Iowa is a great place to create technology solutions.
Mm-hmm. And away from the agricultural branding.
Correct. And so you're really changing people's perception of Iowa. And so this is really reaffirming that reputation of, you know, being creating technology solutions. And so by attracting more IT companies,
okay,
you attract more workers. You will attract more opportunities to retain talent for those, specifically those tech jobs.
List those factors. We talked about power. You need to have cheap power. But what are the other big factors that high-tech companies that consume a lot of power, looking for, that they find in Iowa by and large?
Well, the first thing is, you know, reliable, low cost of power. That's obvious. That's business. That's the bottom line. But, you know, you think about it. You think about the people. They're looking for hardworking individuals, and the tech industry – the technology really affects all industries. And so in the state of Iowa, you have approximately 60,000 IT professionals working here in the state. Half of those folks work for technology companies, and half of those folks just support other industries. So we really have a pipeline of talented, skillful technology people. And I really think, Ben, when it comes down to it, you can talk about the bottom line. But at the end of the day, it is people. And I think when I see people and projects landing in the state of Iowa, it's the people that is selling this. They see the hard work. They see the work ethic. They see the folks that want to work from sun up to sundown. It's a culture that we've had in the state of Iowa for years. So when it comes down to it, people want to do business with people. They want to create their culture of their company around good people.
Mm-hmm. What is your understanding of why Altoona won out over this other site in Nebraska?
You know, I can't speak to that per se, but, you know, I would go on a limb here and go back to people. You know, when negotiations and people are in a room making deals and negotiating, numbers do a lot of the talking. But at the end of the day, people want to do business with people they enjoy. And it just so happens we have a governor and our director, Debbie Durham, who is – a breath of fresh air when she walks in the room. And so she meets with companies. You can't not but help want to do business with her. She's quintessential Iowa nice. And so, you know, and then you meet with the good people from Altoona. You just get this really good feeling. And so at the end of the day, you can compare the two states and the two cities. But at the end of the day, I really truly believe, Ben, that it's people that win these projects.
Okay, a very positive picture you're painting of us. Where do you see Brian Waller, Iowa's technology, data management, high-tech industry in 10, 20 years? Help us imagine that.
Gosh, I tell you what, I thought about this the other day. So if you're, you know, say a 13 or 14-year-old somebody living in rural Iowa and you hear Facebook is in your state, you hear companies like Dowalla that are building technology companies in your state, you hear Google's in your state, you hear IBM, you're starting to envision a future for yourself within this state, that you're starting to envision perhaps going into college and going after a technical degree. So I think the ripple effect from this is going to be so fantastic that when I was 13 or 14, you didn't hear about these companies here. You didn't hear about these avenues. So I really think it's changing a culture. It's changing a mindset for the younger generation to come and reinforcing that Iowa has and always will be about innovation, from agricultural innovation to financial, technical innovation. It's who we are. And I think this just reinforces to the young people in the state that we're committed to innovation. We want people to build companies and create technology solutions here in the state of Iowa.
I understand Brian Waller, as manager of business development for the Iowa Economic Development Authority, you were at a music festival in Texas, the big South by Southwest, a few weeks ago. You ran a booth, a tent for Iowa Economic Development Authority. Why did you feel the need to be present there at a music festival?
Well, I have to correct you. It is South by Southwest, and so there are three portions of South by Southwest in Austin, Texas. The first part is called South by Southwest Interactive. The middle portion is about film, and the last portion is music. So we were only there during the days of Interactive, and that really celebrates tech startup companies. And so we tried to do something a little outside the box. When you think of entrepreneurs, young IT startup companies, they do things outside the box. So we had to meet them at a place where really the future innovation of the world exists at that South by Southwest conference.
Mm-hmm. When we talk of music or entertainment or something, we know from the work of like Richard Florida that high-tech workers, they can have their pick about where they want to live, the kind of lifestyle they want to have around them, the urban area that they want to have. How are we going to step up to meet that challenge, Mayor Conkling?
I don't know that you would want to call it step up. Over the last year and a half, the people that came from the company that we didn't know who they were, looking at different things and working with my staff, they're working people. They're just common everyday people for a size company of this size. I never did see a stuffed shirt, if you will. Just decent people. Of course, we showed them our amenities, and with Des Moines and the Civic Center and the Playhouse and all of the things we have to offer in the region, where else would you want to live? I'm very prejudiced in that. But having said that, in conversation at a luncheon that we had after the press conference, some of the Facebook people, if you will, can call them Facebook at that time, I had conversation with, and Ken, and I forget his last name, and I will apologize for that, but he's a director of Facebook facilities from the Mississippi River West. And they're going to have a lot of people here staying anywhere from 2 weeks at a time to 6-8 weeks at a time. But talking with him, and he likes to fish, so when he comes, he and I are going fishing.
Oh, you are? Okay.
Yes. That's how you do business.
Okay, yeah. Good. And would you have a big bottle of champagne there along with your fishing kit?
Well, you know what? I'm not supposed to have any alcoholic beverages anymore.
All right. You'll find a good substitute, I bet.
Well, I'm sure that even then I might cheat a little bit and have a glass of wine to toast this.
We will not tell.
That's all right. My wife will get it.
Mayor Skip Conkling, Mayor of Altoona, Iowa. Congratulations again. Brian Waller, Manager of Business Development for the Iowa Economic Development Authority. Thank you so much for coming into our Des Moines studio. Congratulations all around.
Thank you, Ben. And remember that Iowa and Altoona is where it's at.
All right. Thanks. Coming up in just a moment, we continue with talking high tech in Iowa. We'll talk with the CEO of a company called Involta. That's a company based in Cedar Rapids that builds these data centers. Also, we'll talk about Google's Council Bluffs data management, that big expansion. This is River to River from Iowa Public Radio News. And we're back with more of River to River from Iowa Public Radio News. I'm Ben Kiefer. Our theme today, the growth of the high-tech industry in Iowa. To be more specific, data management. Iowa is home to a number of data centers for high-profile companies, IBM, Microsoft, Google. Google this week announcing a $400 million expansion to its Council Bluffs data facility. We'll talk with the operations manager for that Council Bluffs facility in just a moment. Also, Facebook announcing this very same week, the very same day, as a matter of fact, Tuesday, it will be building a $1.5 billion data center in Altoona. The first phase will cost some $300 million. Joining me, first of all, to talk more about high tech in Iowa and these developments, Bruce Lehrman is in our Iowa City studio. He's the CEO of a company called Involta, based in Cedar Rapids. Involta builds, owns, and operates data centers nationally. Bruce is also the chairperson of the Technology Association of Iowa. That's an organization that promotes the advancement of technology in Iowa. Bruce Lehrman, welcome to our program.
Thank you. Good afternoon.
Well, you were here listening to the first part of that program, and it was very, very rosy, sunny cornfields all over. You would think Iowa has become the second Silicon Valley of the Midwest. Can you place that in context? Is it as rosy as that when we compare ourselves to other states?
Well, first of all, I'd like to say that those are two great announcements for the state of Iowa, and definitely moves us in a good direction. I'd say we have a ways to go yet in terms of our image nationally for tech companies that are based or started in Iowa. It's still a little bit of an uphill climb in order to get the kind of respect nationwide that we'd like to have. You know, announcements like Facebook and Google go a long ways to changing that perception based on, you know, things in the news and the Silicon Valley area and New York City and all over the place. That makes big news, and it goes a long ways towards helping build that credibility.
Talk a little bit more about your company's services and the evolution of the industry, data management. Why, for instance, don't companies want to manage their own data?
Well, it's not as much that they don't want to manage their own data, is that the requirements around managing a facility and some of the storage and some of that has gotten to be very complicated and very expensive. The requirements for IT has become more and more important for all organizations, whether you're a manufacturing organization, you're a hospital. Systems just can't go down. Meanwhile, the expansion of how much technology is actually going into these organizations continues to grow. So many organizations get to a point where they say, do we want to continue to invest millions and millions of dollars into building out our own data centers? Or is there a better option to use somebody that's what they focus their 100% of their attention on? And that's really the change that's happening in the market right now, is when there's a limited amount of capital dollars for an organization to spend. You know, and let's go back to a hospital, for instance. They say, well, do we want to spend more money on operating room technology, more patient beds, maybe buying up physicians' clinics? Or do we want to spend money on a data center? Well, a data center gets prioritized pretty low if they have another option to go to. And so that's where organizations are saying, let's spend our capital on the things that differentiate our business.
Mm-hmm. We talked about in the first half hour why Iowa is a good place for data centers. So what is the quick checklist of the highest priority things you look for when you say, I need to locate a new data center somewhere? What are the pros and cons? Geographically and otherwise.
Yeah. So I think they touched on it earlier. Power is a huge factor. You know, so it's not only just the power rates, but also how much sustainable energy is created. Iowa has kind of checked those two boxes off pretty well because we do have some of the lowest power costs in the country. We also have a great wind energy developing in the Northwest. And so those two things really help a lot. Second thing is fiber optics. You really, a data center doesn't do anybody any good if it's not connected, and the bandwidth requirements continue to grow exponentially. So having good access to fiber optic networks is really paramount importance. One of the nice things we have in Iowa is that about half of the network that goes from east to west across the country runs down Interstate 80. So we have that and along with some other railroad tracks. So we have access to a lot of good long-haul dark fiber. So we're in a position that we can get connectivity east to west and then from there, you know, around the world. So fiber optics is a huge factor.
The dark fiber running along the I-80 corridor, a lot of capacity still left in that?
Tremendous amount of capacity, yeah. It's just a matter of lighting it up and spending the money fiber up.
Who put that fiber there?
There's all kinds of organizations, you know, from mostly telecom-type companies, level three. But there's organizations that are still running fiber across the country today.
Mm-hmm. So dark fiber, we've heard of fiber optics. What's dark fiber, though?
Dark fiber is fiber that hasn't been lit up yet.
Okay.
So really from a Fiber doesn't do you any good unless you have the electronics connecting to both ends. And that's really the expensive part of fiber is lighting that up. And that's what you can get a lot of transportation, you know, data transportation across that. And the more money you spend on those electronics, the more bandwidth you can get across the, a single strand of fiber.
Mm-hmm. What about Iowa not having a lot of earthquakes? Is that a factor for a data management center?
Geographical risk is a huge factor. So in Iowa, we don't really have any issues around, you know, earthquakes. There's a small amount, but the risk is very low. The only real natural disasters we have to worry about are tornadoes. And you can build facilities that can withstand, you know, tornado winds. Most of our facilities in the Midwest are designed to withstand over 160 mile an hour of sustained winds.
Bruce Lehrman is the CEO of Involta, a company based in Cedar Rapids that builds, owns, and operates data centers nationally. Also chairperson of the Technology Association of Iowa. If you have questions about investments, these high-tech investments in Iowa, data management, all kinds of things, high-tech in Iowa, questions and comments, 1-866-780-9100, river-to-river at iowapublicradio.org. We're also on Facebook or tweet us at IPR Talk. Joining us as well now, Chris Russell is on the phone. He's the operations manager for Google's Council Bluffs Data Management Center. And to repeat, there was an additional expansion announced this week on Tuesday, a $400 million expansion to the Council Bluffs facility. Chris Russell, welcome to our program.
Hi, thanks for inviting me.
Why did Google choose now as the time to expand the Council Bluffs facility?
Well, we expand as needed, depending on the usage of our services and how many customers we have. And if you look at all the additional smartphones people are buying and the additional services going online, that drives more customers to use data center services.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so what is out there? What are we doing with our gadgets that's really driving demand?
Well, if you think of a smartphone, what really makes it smart is the services behind it, the services that you get to on the Internet. If you're looking for an address on Google Maps, or you're doing a search, or you're accessing any number of services out there, there needs to be services out there that actually that live in data centers that provide that service. And so your smartphone, it's almost like carrying the power of a data center with you around in your pocket.
Mm-hmm. So we talked a lot about this dark fiber, the unused capacity there too. So was that also a benefit to you in Council Bluffs?
Definitely. Having that available is part of our equation of figuring out where we put our data centers. And as well as the geographical location in Iowa, being in the middle of the country allows us to serve a lot of customers with very low latency. In other words, the service can be quite quick.
So actually, even though data travels tremendously quickly, Bruce Lehrman, it does matter that you're in a central part of the country?
Absolutely. In fact, there's depending on the applications, there's a number of different companies that have to be even closer. They may have to be within 50 miles in order to have real-time replication on mission-critical systems to, you know, having less ability to do that on some things like a Google search. Latency is important but not mission-critical. So,
right. Yeah, I was reading an article recently was fascinating. I didn't realize, for instance, Wall Street has a data center right built into it because everybody wants to be as close to that data. So incredible small sections of seconds make a difference in buying.
Absolutely. You're talking about the speed of light, and that matters. In the Chicago Exchange, same thing. There's organizations that move their data center services, you know, a few blocks closer to the exchange because they could end up getting a little bit of a head on some of those transactions. One of our investors said his friend moved into that data center and was making an extra $30,000 a month just because of being two blocks closer.
And the measurement of that two blocks closer, what would that count for in seconds or fractions of seconds?
Yeah, you're talking about the speed of light. So
okay. Chris Russell there with the Google's Council Bluffs Data Management Center. Tell us, what does this $400 million expansion in Council Bluffs by Google mean in terms of jobs? Anything?
Well, definitely. It's an expansion is actually going to make the data center itself bigger. There's going to be more servers, so there's going to be more people to service the servers, more technicians doing repairs. We're going to need more people running the cooling systems and electrical systems. So we haven't announced a specific job number, but it definitely does mean more jobs.
Okay. I want to talk to you both about what I understand is a big shortage of technology workers, both in Iowa and nationwide. Describe the nature of that shortage. How critical is it, Bruce Lehrman?
Well, nationwide there is a big shortage. In Iowa, we have the same problems. When you look at unemployment numbers overall, it seems like there should be plenty of good workers available to fill some of these slots. But when you get down to it, many companies are moving their organizations, or you hear about people taking offshore labor to meet some of the needs of software development and IT. And that's a real problem here and in most of our markets.
Here, you mean here in Iowa? Have their thing, companies built here rather than there or in different parts of the state because of what you're talking about?
Yeah, I think we have better access to tech workers here than in even some other markets. We were working with a CIO in Minneapolis last week, and they had a $20 million project that they had to cancel because they couldn't find workers to perform that work. So tech workers is a huge problem nationwide.
Chris Russell, what's your view from Google on this?
Yeah, well, we definitely agree. And one of the things that we really focus on is working with colleges, high schools, even elementary schools to interest students in pursuing a career in STEM, which is science, technology, engineering, and math. And we try to get those students to get them at a young age to see how interesting it can be, how rewarding it is to work in this field, and then work with those educational institutions to have effective programs and to continue to attract students. So in the long term, we can hopefully try to get this problem alleviated a little.
Mm-hmm. Well, how much work is it? Is this something that you take on and improve in a generation, Bruce Lehrman?
Yeah, and that's one of the things I'll talk a little bit about the work that the Technology Association of Iowa is doing, and Chris is an active member in that as well. And that is, how do we have created a program called HyperStream, and that program is designed to take companies like ours and Google and be mentors for high school and middle school age kids so that they can start working on things like designing a mobile app or creating some technology, a robot that can solve a Rubik's Cube. Those sort of things that we want to engage young men and young women at an early age to say that it's not just nerds and geeks that can be successful and enjoy a career in technology.
Are there countries that are doing it better than we are, producing that class of worker, those high-tech workers? Can you say? Can we look to other companies for a model of countries as a model?
Well, I don't know whether I'd say they do it better, but in terms of India, for instance, they're creating 1 million engineers a year, and we're not anywhere close to having that or as a percentage of our graduates being engineers. So I think the work that the governor and lieutenant governor are doing on the STEM initiative is very important for the continued growth of a tech workforce and an engineering workforce in the state of Iowa.
Chris Russell, anything to add to that point on the tech workforce?
Well, I agree. There's more we can do, and I appreciate the work that the governor and lieutenant governor are doing. I'm also on the STEM Council, and I think that they're really pushing some great initiatives forward to get students all over Iowa, especially in rural Iowa, exposed to the technology and education that that maybe they've been missing before.
On the very same day that Facebook announced it would be building this $1.5 billion data center in Altoona, you there at Google, Chris Russell, announced that $400 million expansion in Council Bluffs. Is that a coincidence?
Well, it's not uncommon for multiple economic development announcements to happen shortly after the monthly Iowa Economic Development Authority Board meeting. And so our timing, I imagine, our timing was because of that meeting, and I imagine Facebook's timing was the same. And, mm-hmm. and by the way, we welcome them to Iowa. It certainly is great to have them here. It helps everyone to have more technology companies in the area.
But certainly Google and Facebook compete in cyberspace, or do they? Or you don't see yourselves as competitors?
Not on the data center side. Having them here is going to be great for the community and is a positive for all of us. Having more data center here floats all boats, even if we might compete.
Mm-hmm. When you say that, how will having Facebook in Iowa float Google's boat, for example, better?
Well, if they are here, Iowa has more opportunities for students. Students can see that there's more opportunities for them to stay. And so because there's some technology careers here, additional technology careers here. And so having them stay helps us. when we worked with the state on getting our data center built and put in place, we helped educate them as to how these large data centers work, and I'm sure Facebook is going to benefit from that familiarity, and I'm sure vice versa will work the other way as Facebook works with them in a similar way.
Mm-hmm. Give us some historical perspective. I wonder, Chris and Bruce, if you can do this. We remember the first sort of tech boom, the 90s heading up to 2000. How has data management, Bruce Lehrman, changed in these couple decades?
Well, it hasn't changed a tremendous amount, but it's continued to grow, and that's the big difference. The other thing that's happened, and I think from the standpoint of having Google announce, when we built our first data center in Iowa in 2006, a lot of people said, why would you build a facility in Iowa? And we went back to the same factors we've been talking about, lower cost power, high quality labor. You know, geographically, it's great. We have great fiber optics. So why wouldn't you move into a secondary market like this? And it's been the impetus for our whole business. So when Google announced that data center that they were building in Iowa, we were able to come back to the market, and we work with a lot of mid to large organizations across the country and say, you know, Google chose Iowa. You know, maybe you can choose Iowa. And so with Microsoft choosing Iowa, with Facebook choosing Iowa, it helps credibility when we're going out and selling ourselves as a nationwide company to say, you know, if you think there's not technology in Iowa, have you ever heard of Google? Have you ever heard of Microsoft? Have you ever heard of Facebook?
Mm-hmm. Take us inside a data center. What happens? What does it look like, for instance, there, Chris Russell, where you're operations manager in Council Bluffs? What do I see when I walk in the door and see where things really happen?
Yeah, so essentially a data center is where the computers live that run services both on the Internet and for other companies. And so when you walk into a data center, you would see a large room, and in that room, think of a warehouse, and in that room are going to be rows and rows of thousands of servers. And those servers are all going to be active, all going to be running services. You're going to see technicians going around installing and updating the servers. It's going to be a closely monitored environment, one that's kept clean and kept, and the power is going to be reliable, and the cooling is going to be kept to a certain temperature to keep the servers happy. And it's just going to be a lot of computers, and they're all going to be there running services for people all over the world.
Do you have any idea how much storage capacity is under your roof, for instance, there at Google and Council Bluffs, Chris?
Storage capacity as far as data storage?
Yes.
I don't know. It's a lot. I don't know.
I guess that. But I wanted you to boggle my mind. Can you do some mind-boggling thing, Bruce Lehrman?
You know, I don't know that I know that answer either. I mean, it's our customers are growing data at such a fast rate, and I'm sure Google's doing the same thing, that it's hard to even track.
Mm-hmm. I looked up, for instance, $1.5 billion is the Facebook investment in Altoona. Now, we throw billion around a lot these days, but for instance, this fact kind of sets things straight. It's a billion seconds ago, what year was it? It was 1959. A billion minutes ago, Jesus was alive. A billion hours ago, it was the Stone Age.
Wow.
So, and you can, you know, in terms of data, there's many, many, many billions or, you know, mm-hmm. many hundreds of billions of bits of data, anything like that. So let's look to the future. What you mentioned at the beginning, Bruce Lehrman, we've got a couple minutes here left that, you know, let's place this in context. Let's be happy about the investments by Facebook, by Google, by IBM. But Iowa, you've got a place to go. Where you've got some room to grow, you've got some improvements to make. What would those be?
Well, I think there's a number of things that we're doing. One, and I think we've talked about it, is we need to get more people involved in technology careers. And that starts at an early age. And I think we have a lot of work to do with our universities as well to make sure that they're preparing people for technology jobs. So that's one thing. You know, the state's working, and the Technology Association of Iowa is working on, you know, tax credits and things like that. They're fairly controversial sometimes, but I can tell you that they absolutely work. Without those, we wouldn't have the investments we've had from Google and Facebook and others in the state. The other thing is for entrepreneurship, tax credits for investment in small companies. We've done a lot over the last 10 or 20 years to make a more entrepreneurial friendly environment here. And I, you know, listen to the Iowa Economic Development Authority. There's tremendous gains we've made, but we're still just a blip on the map. I mean, if you look at the things that are going on in Silicon Valley and other places, you know, we have a long ways to go, and we need to stay focused on it.
Chris Russell, about 30 seconds left. What do you see when you look into the futures, hopes and dreams?
Well, I think we're just starting. The technology that's online that's growing, for example, for mobile services or the ability to communicate with others through the internet and to use services online, we're just starting. So there's a huge opportunity here for Iowa and for students who might be looking to this field. So I really see us at the starting point here, and the future just looks bright.
Okay, Mara, one of our Facebook friends hopes that you're looking to wind and solar power. Those server farms use a lot of energy, she's heard during this program. She says, I don't like it when paperless means coal-powered. So that's our comment to end this program. Thank you very much for joining us, Bruce Lehrman, CEO of Involta, and Chris Russell, Operations Manager for Google's Council Bluffs Data Management Center. Thank you both today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
River to River is produced by Emily Woodbury, Sarah Bowden, and Ben Stanton. Technical support from Dennis Reese in Des Moines. John Pemble helped us out. The executive producer of Iowa Public Radio's talk shows is Catherine Perkins. River to River is a production of Iowa Public Radio News. I'm Ben Kiefer. Thanks for joining us.